Question of the day。大学生英语在线，每天上午6:30，晚上11:00，与您准时相约。
大家好，这里是北京外语广播正在播出的大学生英语在线 Question of the day。We are.
Yeah, I'm here. This is Emma.
And I'm Larry. Lady first, of course. So, what's our topic today? Our topic is gadgets.
Right, we still need to fight.
No. Today we're going to talk about the advantages of gadgets, and the main topic is gadget could be an aid for the elderly. I do think so. What about you, Emma?
So here's the thing. Usually, for the gadget, I just, you know, I really hate it, and I don't agree with any advantages. But for this, I think it's an interesting idea we can mention in our exam. 在雅思的口语考试里面，然后其实大家去聊到就是我们的 gadgets 的时候，这些电子产品的时候，就总会觉得那它可能我们能聊到的话题就永远是就是可能是那一些固定的，比如说我们聊到电子产品的时候，我们可能会说让我们的生活变得特别的便捷，然后让我们比如说可以知道更多的讯息，然后比如说可以跟自己的男朋友女朋友和各种朋友然后联系得更加紧密。 But I think this is an interesting idea. 这个是我觉得我今天读到的一个很有意思的一个就是小小的观点，大家可能在考试的时候可以去提到它或者展开去讨论一下，尤其是在谈到 gadgets 的 advantage 的时候。那我再重复一下这个观点，不管你同不同意哈。 So gadget could be an aid for the elderly. It can't be wrong.
How can it be wrong?
It can't be wrong. It's like, you know, wow, this is interesting. There are some ideas. Yep. Just can't be wrong. 这是一件很诡异的事情，就是有一些观点一经提出它就不能是错的。
也许可以变错。要不我们今天换一个角色，我来说 gadget 的不好，好不好？
Oh, thank you. We got the Superman today to talk about the, you know, the disadvantages of it.
Yeah.
But here, I just sense it. You know, there must be something wrong we can talk about, or, you know, with the critical thinking. But gadgets could be an aid for the elderly. I just can't get anything wrong with it. Well, where's my critical thinking?
Well, I think using gadgets like a mobile phone may be harmful to their eyes.
Yeah, and they don't get used to, you know, the way.
Yeah,
you know.
And actually, the elderly people need exercising, physical exercise every day to keep fit, especially when they get older and older. So if they always use these gadgets at hand, they will lose the time for them to get the physical exercises. Probably that would be harmful to their health as well.
Great. So now I can't find anything good in our opinion.
But I really know some elderly people in Beijing who are very interested in English learning, and they always, you know, turn on their mobile phone or computer to search for English learning materials with these gadgets.
Wow, I think this is really your dish. I mean, the gadget. Oh, I think I really choose this topic in favor of him.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Emma.
Yeah, I didn't, but it wasn't supposed to be so easy for you. I was trying to, you know, give you some color CC.
Okay,
right. For the gadgets could be an aid for the elderly. I think, you know, if we really dig into this topic and the idea, you can see, you know, people are trying to, I think that there's something behind it for the gadget, because people are trying to use this, you know, this data and statistics to measure people's life and everything, especially for the elderly. You want to give them this help, this, you know, the aid for their life. And so you need to know the statistics to... You really agree, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I see.
There will be a lot of, you know, wearable smart devices that these elderly people can wear every day to measure and to calculate the data of their health conditions, probably like heartbeats, blood pressure, and so on.
So, from this perspective, you can just say the gadgets could be really good aid for the elderly, and probably for the everyone. I think if you want to get the statistics for yourself, it can't be run. I just feel the topic like this, and I just can't use my critical thinking again for the gadget.
What a good topic.
Right.
What a good topic.
But what kind of aids do the elderly, people need? Do you think, the gadgets can replace their children's cares, attentions, and this kind of thing?
Partly, I think.
Partly? Because I know a lot of, especially the office ladies, the office gentlemen, when they're thinking of their parents, they buy new things for them as the New Year gifts or, for the different holidays, the gifts. And this is the way to show their care, to show their attentions. But do their parents really need this kind of thing? Can this one really be the alternative, to the love and the caring attention, this kind of thing? Let me ask you a question. 让我问你一个问题。如果在逢年过节的时候，然后让你去给父母或者家里的长辈，然后或者是朋友，然后去选一个礼物的话，然后你一般会想是要选择什么样的东西？
如果是年纪特别大的人的话，我不会买一些科技产品，因为他们会花很多的时间和精力去学习，而且一些手机上的屏幕非常的小，老人的眼睛不好，他也不能看得很清楚，所以呢，我会买一些营养品。但是如果是年轻的一些的朋友的话，我会给他买一些时尚一点的东西，比如说手机啊，那要看是男女朋友还是普通朋友啦。然后如果是
手机配营养品，是男女朋友。
其实是这样的，我会看这个人我到底了不了解他喜欢什么东西。他喜欢手机，那我就买个手机。如果他喜欢的是蛋糕，我就买一个好吃的蛋糕给他。
我跟你说，我特别喜欢手机。我生日好像快到了。
OK. 你要什么手机？
I think 6 Plus.
6 Plus. OK. I have 2 kidneys. Oh, that's enough.
OK. Right. So actually, let's get back to the parent thing for the elderly. Because, for us, usually, are you living with your parents?
Not yet.
Yeah. Right. Okay, in the future, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, probably, for us, it's confusing, when we think about what kind of things should we get for the parents and, what kind of things we should, not get to the parents. And because for them, they always say, I don't need this kind of things, right? I don't need this, I don't need that. But you don't have the time to be with them all the time. So you need to show them your love and your care. But for some people, they really take these things as alternative. They just buy all these things and send back to your home. But they think, this one can bring the parents the warm feelings and everything. But I just don't think so. Yeah.
I don't think so either.
But for the aid, talk about the aid on the elderly. We just talk about the health conditions, for the gadget can bring to them. But is there anything else you can think of for the gadget can bring to the elderly? You just talked, for this, if they want to learn something new,
yeah,
and like they want to learn a new language, they want to like English, like Germany, this kind of thing. So probably this is really good way for them to get the access to this information and materials.
Yes, and sometimes when a child is really too busy to see the parent every day, probably this child can send his parent a kind of smart thing, like a smartphone by which the parents can communicate with him every day through the new technology. The parents can learn how to use QQ or WeChat, and there'll be more ways for them to communicate with each other. And in this way, I think the warmth of love from the children can be also delivered through such a gadget.
That's true. For some gadgets, really very smart, right? They have this voice message, and even the elderly, they can send their voice, you know, yeah, to the other one. So, I think this is right. This can't be anything wrong.
Like my parents can even chat with me through the format of video through QQ platform. So that means, despite the fact that we are now living in different regions, different cities, but we can still face-to-face communicate with each other, which means we can deliver a warmth of love as well through the gadget.
But the main point is still not about the gadget. The gadget just brings the convenient way to communicate, but for a lot of, you know, the parents and children, they're really distant from each other, so for some children just think, you know, it's good enough to throw all the gadgets, you know, to the parents, but if you don't really think of them, you know, frequently and really communicate with them, I think there's still, you know, something missing there.
I think
that part is the essential part for, you know, the communication and for the connection to each other. How sad it is.
Yeah.
A lot of parents are just left at home and the kids are really busy outside. When I'm thinking about this, I'm thinking actually about my parents, because I got back home once a year just for several days and I got back to Beijing and work here. So I think for them, they really want to get more messages and information from me. But I'm really the person who hates these gadgets.
To write letters to communicate with them?
Years ago I did, but not right now. Maybe I need to, think about this and think about the way to communicate with them, right? And
yeah,
to maybe to really use the gadgets. Well, now I think gadgets might not be such a bad thing this time.
Oh.
You changed my mind.
Gadgets are really useful things in our daily lives, providing us with more means of communication, yeah.
Okay, that's great. And what else do the elderly need? What else do they need, do you think? They need gadgets? Stands for the connection with the world and with the kids, distant. And also they need the loves and they need the cares, right, for this kind of thing. And you have these two things combined, I think probably, you know, their life's pretty, you know, happy. But what else do they need? What kind of aid? And that means the potential for the gadgets.
I think apart from family life, they also need more entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
And they have their own friends. They want to get out with their friends. So how to make them feel more convenient with the gadgets if they want to go out when they are old? For example, can we send a smart car to them?
I'm thinking of an idea. It's like, you know, maybe we can have this the planted chip under the skin.
Oh, yeah.
And it sends all the statistics and the data, you know, about the health condition, probably even the emotions. But probably there's something too private, and the elderly doesn't want to show that. But this probably is the way to, you know, take care of them. And for what you just mentioned, their other needs?
Probably a connected car or a connected vehicle in which the elderly who don't know how to drive can drive them and go wherever they want to go when they are old.
Nice.
And without half time.
So actually, the gadgets, so it's creating a really new world. Maybe it can create a virtual world.
Virtual world. Yeah, I'm thinking about another very good gadget, which is a robot. Why not give them a robot at home, which can be a life assistant, so the parents don't have to work very hard when they are old, and the robot can cook quite well and make their favorite dishes.
That's a nice idea. Is that the gadget? Is that still a gadget?
I think so. A very big and very smart gadget.
Okay. That's an interesting idea. So with the gadget, actually, you know, you can get a lot of help from them, you know, with all aspects of life, like cooking, like washing, like all these, you know, trivial things in that life. This could be one, I think.
I think one of the most important functions of the gadgets for the elderly people is to save time for them when they are old, so that they can have more time to enjoy their life when they get old, especially after their retirement.
Okay, but have you thought about in this way, for the parents, if, you know, when they are really used to doing all the things with their own hands, and there's a gadget to replace, will they really enjoy the free time? Actually, a lot of people, after their retirement, they feel empty.
Oh.
And they don't really enjoy the empty feeling.
That's a good question.
They're aging quickly just after the requirement. So I think, you know, labor work doesn't mean something harmful or just tiring. Probably it is the way people are balancing, you know, their energy and stuff like that. I always know I got the good point.
Good point, really a very good point.
Yeah, okay. 我们刚才有聊到就是gadget 给老人的生活可以带来的一些帮助，然后我们天马行空的想了好多好多的东西，从可以洗碗的机器人，然后到可以洗衣服的做
饭
的
机器人
然后还可以我们还说到了它可能会存在的
植入到身体中的芯片，可以感知老人的各种体征数据啊。
And also emotions.
Emotion, very private thing.
Exactly. You know, it's like when I'm calling you, and actually I feel really, really unhappy in my heart, but I'm trying to suppressing it. But you can see, you know, the statistics, my emotion, and you know.
Yeah.
So I can't lie, 不能撒谎。
That's a very horrible device.
We need the privacy still for all these things. And we also talked about the aids, right, the elderly might need. 老人们可能需要的一些帮助，比如说他其实老人们在比如说身体上需要的这些照顾，然后 gadgets 可以帮忙。But I think most importantly, the aids is to help the elderly to find their way to, you know, to be happy. Because, you know, when something is like the burden and you can't enjoy it. So let me tell you the story of mine. Actually, I've got I've got a mother. Sorry. It's so fun to say so. But here's the thing. When I'm calling my mom and say, hey, mom, and my mom like to say, so what's wrong? And I would say, well, just want to call you. And mom was like to say, you know, oh, okay, I know you're calling me. And, you know, I know you don't have much to say. And, right, so that's about it, right? And I would say, yeah, I miss you. And she said, okay, same here. Right, bye. And she just hung up on me. But I'm happy to know she is enjoying her life.
Yeah.
And she's got things she really, you know,
interested in, and
exactly
something that she can devote herself into, and that's good. Yeah,
because for a lot of people, when we're trying to use the gadgets and we're looking for the help, actually we're looking for the things can maybe stimulate or, you know, to bring up these interests. But actually, if we can find the interesting things ourselves, and the gadgets just as something, you know, that's the tools or this kind of the helping hand to give us more help or assistance and to enrich, you know, the things we want in our heart, I think that would be the right way to use it.
So in one word, gadgets are just tools. If you have your own interests, gadgets will help you to do it well, and it will let it much easier and more convenient to find your hobbies and create your better life. Yeah, so just as I said, many elderly people in Beijing love English as a way to enrich their life and to broaden their mind up to their retirement. And if you know your parents love English as well, why not buy some gadgets for them to learn English well? For example, an electronic English dictionary or a mobile phone with a dictionary software installed on it, and so on. So first thing, you should know what your parents are interested in and buy some gadgets that can help them to develop their interests, right?
I agree. There is some opinion, just can't be wrong. I can't use my critical thinking here. Right, maybe I'll use it next time.
Next time, okay. Good for you. Okay, I think it's time for us to say goodbye to our listeners. So if you're interested in our topic, and if you have more interesting opinions, you can contact us through our email. Our email address is question@am774.com. If you've got any question about English learning, just contact us. And also, we've got a WeChat ID, 微信公众号，大家可以在微信上面搜索大学生英语在线，添加我们，就可以订阅我们每天的节目预告以及更多的英语学习资料。同样的，你也可以在微信上面找到 Emma 老师。
我的微信号是 3-ET, so that is my, the WeChat account. So you can find me on the WeChat.
3-ET.
Yeah.
3-ET.
Yeah.
Okay, you can add Emma on WeChat through this account. 感谢同学们的收听，也谢谢 Emma 老师的陪伴。我们下期节目再见。
See you.
Well, I'm just people watching the other people watching me.The other people watching we, and we're as lonely as we wanted to be. We're all as lonely as we wanted to be. Just as lonely as we wanted to be. I'm just you, you're just me. It's only true if we believeWhat nobody never told me not to do. So I'll keep people watching, watching me now, finding my way back to you. But we're as lonely as we wanted to be. We're all as lonely as we wanted to be. I'm just as lonely as I wanted to be. I'm just you, you're just me. It's only true.So many feet go in so many ways. The people passing by, they got nothing to say. On our own, just watching and nobody told me what to do. I can't stop breaking all.Other people watching we. We're as lonely as we wanted to be. We're not so lonely as we wanted to be. I'm just as lonely as I wanted to be. Not so lonely, 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 lonely.
将雅思托福 GRE 口语听力词汇写作的问题放入砂锅，加入有实战经验的考官老师和主持人，每天小火慢熬半小时，从双耳灌入，配合每周日不同的提神配方，长期服用可以调节你对考试的感受，也会带给你轻松快乐的正能量。大学生英语在线，每天半小时，不轻松不散场。